Hey guys, welcome to the Michael Arthur Show. I'm Kevin Foley, your host for today. Thanks for joining us on Be Terrific. Follow us on all social media at Be Terrific TV, and you can find archives of today's shows and previous shows on BeTerrific.com. Guys, as you can see there, I jumped the gun a little early. Excited to see you again. Excited to be spending this Thursday with you. So I jumped ahead a little bit in my intro there, but nonetheless, I am here. I'm ready to talk about today's current events and what's going on in the world, and also to hear from what's going on with you, the Terrifics. You guys have been nothing but supportive. I have to say that every day because it's true, and you deserve to hear it, and you deserve to be, given a shout-out and applauded for doing that. We appreciate you. We appreciate your viewership. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate you being here with me. But aside from that, of course, in Trump world news, I should call it, everything now in this world, everything seems to be centered around Donald Trump. The president of the United States is generally a central figure in the world overall. The decisions he makes has ramifications globally. And a lot of scientists are feeling the same way. A doomsday clock ticks closer to the apocalypse, they're naming Donald Trump as one of the main reasons as this being the case. This is my first time hearing of it, but supposedly there's a doomsday clock that is around that scientists use to tick forward, depending, I guess, on how they see the current status of the world. It's not just Donald Trump decided as reasons for ticking the clock up closer to doomsday. It's also nuclear weapons. They feel that is a direct impact of Trump. They feel it's more likely to be used now. They're also citing climate change. This is 3 years in a row now that the world has warmed up collectively, temperature wise. And they're citing also some of the cyber challenges as well. I hate to be negative on such a positive, Be Terrific. We're all about positivity and positive news, but, this is the current status of, a lot of people and a lot of brilliant minds around the world in their thinking. They think that we're closer now than we've ever been to the apocalypse, but, I'm hoping and I believe that we will prove them wrong. We have a lot of Terrifics and a lot of people out there that are terrific and positive. And I believe in positive energy and the power of it. And I think that'll resonate through and wipe out this negativity that's going on right now. It's hard to watch anything on the news or to see anything or read anything that's not negative. Everything is doom and gloom, especially when it's regarding Donald Trump. It seems like at least that's the way the media what's being reported in the media, I should say. There are a lot of supporters of Donald Trump who obviously feel the complete opposite way, and their voices and their opinions and how they feel matters as well. So I can't totally disregard them at all. Going off of what I'm reading here on social media and what I'm getting from the news media, it just seems like that's all that's coming out nonetheless. But I don't want to dwell on that negativity for too long. But I do think climate change, especially being that we're continuing to warm up, this is 3 straight years now that we've done this, and obviously we can all notice some of the things like tsunamis and some of the natural disasters that have occurred, maybe with more that are happening more often nowadays. It's something to pay attention to. I don't think it's something we can just ignore. We only have one planet, one Earth, so we have to take care of it. It belongs to all of us. I'm not sure. Climate change is not something that's been on the top of my list as far as things that I read about and educate myself on. But I think this year I'm going to make a concerted effort to do so, because it seems now more than ever I'm hearing more and more about it and about these grave concerns about the future of our world. It's easy to be selfish and think about yourself, but, I want to have kids and hopefully grandkids and leave a lineage that goes on. And it would be a shame if, generations after this, they were left with a world that was in the dumps because I didn't do my part in trying to preserve it or improve it for them. So it's something I'm going to try to learn and read a little bit more about, do my homework on it and get better with, because it's obviously, again, very important. What else is going on? You know, I can talk about Donald Trump all hour long, but you guys are getting enough of that, and from all your other media outlets, I kind of want to steer clear of it a little bit. I'm going to steer clear of it, because it seems to be the talk of the town everywhere, as you guys know. So I assume you're coming to Be Terrific for the positive news and what's going on. Well, I guess this can be deemed positive for Apple users. There have been 5 expected features. I think the iOS 10.3 beta has been released. I think it's a beta, so it's not released to the public. It's only released to, I believe, the developers. But some of it is things that we covered earlier in the week, including the Siri functionality and that being better. Now you'll be. I didn't get into details on exactly what those enhancements for Siri would be. I would hope that like its ability to understand different dialects and different different tones and different accents would be one of them. But what I'm reading here is you should be able to book Uber and Lyft rides by just issuing a voice command, and allow you to check and pay bills using payment apps, I guess, with your voice. So I guess those are the improvements that have namely been listed here. I'm hoping that dictation and recognition of different accents is one of them, because like I stated before, it's definitely been a problem for me, and I know other users have had that issue as well. What else do they have? Improved 3D touch, improved CarPlay functionality, an Apple file system that should be better as well. And of course, I mentioned this earlier before, probably my favorite addition, even though I don't own a pair of AirPods, the ability to track your AirPods is huge for me. It definitely makes me want to get AirPods, and I will get them, absolutely, just because they're going to be a pair of AirPods that I know that I can hold on to for as long as I can use it, as long as it's working in an optimal way, because usually I would lose them before they could even go bad. But having that feature on it where I can locate it the same way I could locate my phone by using the Find My iPhone app, I'll be able to use it to find my AirPods. That's amazing and a very useful feature to me that I'm looking forward to. But right now, again, like I said, it's only the beta version that's available to the iOS developers. So if we have any iOS developers in the Slack chat, anyone like that, any of the Terrifics that are watching that are aware, let me know what you think in regards to how they work and what your favorite update is in the new iOS 10.3. What else is going on here? What is going on here outside of Donald Trump? Yeah. Oh, wow. I have a creepy story. Yeah. A friend sent this to me. This story is creepy. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know this worked like that. A hypnotist. I didn't know hypnotizing was something that you could really do to just anyone. I mean, but apparently it seems like you can. There was a lawyer that was recently arrested for hypnotizing his clients. They would come in. He was a divorce lawyer. They would come in and he would try to get them to relax before going into, I guess, the trial or details of the trial or talking to them about their case. And in doing so, he would hypnotize them and set them up to do things for his sexual pleasure. Say things like, I will say this word and you will become, you know, very excited and not so many words, things like that. And he was doing it, I think, for some time. Obviously people got a wind of it, became a little bit suspicious. I believe some clients were leaving the office afterwards with their clothes a little bit out of place and weren't sure what was going on. And in that, it led to, I guess, an investigation, and the cops set up a hidden camera in his office, and they caught him in the middle of the act of hypnotizing one of his clients for this same sexual, I guess, deviancy that he wanted to act on her. It's crazy and it's creepy. I had no idea that something like this was even possible. Usually I've seen hypnotists at work before, but I always thought that it was a ploy. I thought it was a little bit of just a voluntary act by the people who were being hypnotized. But apparently that's not the case. Apparently it's something that you actually can do and people do. So take advantage of others. And a lawyer, somebody that you're trusting, you know, with something that's important in your life is doing this is obviously despicable to say the least. And very creepy, and it's scary. Makes you wonder, like, I mean, he's not the only one who knows how to do this. And it's crazy that you can do something like that, but he's not the only one who knows how to do this. And if so, I don't know. It just makes you wonder. But nonetheless, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You know, we'll get back to the show, of course. I'll be here ready to talk about some more trending topics and what's going on in the world right after this on the Mike Watson Show on Be Terrific. Stay tuned.
What's up, Terrifics? I'm Michael Archer. This is the Michael Archer Show. And wow, is it glad to be back? Am I glad to be back? It's been a couple of days at Be Terrific TV on all social media. I want to say hello to JC, to Digital Phil, to Jenny, to CJ, to all you wonderful Terrifics who are watching. I'm here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel and Casino. And, you know, I'm doing something magical here. And we'll keep you posted on what that is. Many of you put it together yesterday with all the news going on. So you guys are pretty good detectives. But it's going to be spectacular, and very soon you'll know a lot more. You know, obviously I do want to say Be Terrific's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. You know, this is just another part of some of the things we do. And so we're building out this wonderful studio for an amazing new network that we will be part of as well. But, you know, we're going to continue to do Be Terrific and continue to do what we do. As well. So it's really, really awesome. I got Kevin across the country on the other side of, I would say the glass, but really it's on the other side of the country. I'm in Las Vegas. You're in New Jersey. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, nothing much. Just trying to hold down the fort, trying to fill in some big shoes, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think maybe we could get a dress shirt on you or something. Maybe that could work.
A dress shirt? I mean, yeah, we can do dress shirts.
You know,
we can do that,
you know, but we talk about your style and what you wear, and then you show up. You're gonna.
I like my style, though. You know,
show up in a t-shirt.
I mean, I can't be Michael Artis, you know, but I can.
I know,
try
but
to fill
you know, dress a little bit better. You're representing Be Terrific and myself. I know the Terrifics are gonna get on me for this because they don't care if you're in a t-shirt, but I do, and okay. You should.
Got it. You got it, Michael.
Thank you. What's going on, man? How's it been going? You and Adam holding down the fort over there?
Yeah, we're trying our best. You know, we have a lot of things that we're working on, still working on CES footage and stuff like that. Of course, Toy Fair is on.
Yeah, how's Toy Fair going? We haven't even gotten a chance to talk about that. I wanted to ask you that. I kind of peeked yesterday. It looks like we got a lot of work to do, right?
Yeah, we do have a lot of work to do. You know, a lot of people that we have to get set up for a point. I mean, for interviews and such, but we're working on it diligently every day. You know, emails are going out.
Yeah.
They're being sent, invites are being sent, people are being communicated with. So it's a work in progress.
All right. Well, what I can tell you about this situation here is that I am building a studio here. You guys know that. Here in Vegas at the casino, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a big launch soon. I really can't tell you more, but I think a lot of you guys have speculated in the Slack chat. And have kind of put a lot together. There's certainly a lot of big news yesterday. Kevin, did you see any of the news yesterday, or were you surprised?
What news exactly? Can you what news exactly are you talking about? Maybe I did. I don't want to speculate.
I guess you didn't then. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. What are you thinking in the Super Bowl right now? Last time I looked, it was you know, the Patriots were the favorite by very little.
I haven't heard news in regards to what Vegas is talking about. I know initially when the bets came in firsthand that a lot of the public was surprisingly on the Falcons. I was surprised to hear that. But I don't know. I'm feeling more and more with each passing day that the Falcons actually have a shot at really winning this thing, just because the Patriots are getting headline news in regards to how great and dominant they've been over the course of time. So we'll see. I hope that's the case too as well.
This is usually when the Patriots run into trouble, when Patriots kind of get a little overconfident, when everybody tells them how great they are. But all that being said, they still are the Patriots, and they're not facing the New York Football Giants or what I think is an amazing football team. They're facing a great football team with a lot of offense, but they know how to put up offense. They've got a great defense. I think it's going to be I actually think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think that the Patriots will.
Definitely, I can see that as well. I think it'll be more competitive than maybe many would think. I do think the Falcons are a good team. They have more than enough talent to get it done. But again, I just keep going back to Bill Belichick and the genius that he is. He always finds a way to take out your best weapon and stops you from doing what you enjoy doing the most. And I don't think that that's going to change much against the Falcons. I think Julio Jones is going to be taking out the game, and the Pats will ultimately come out victorious. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong with this one. I really do.
I want you to see where I'm going for lunch. Dave has picked the restaurant, and it's only been 2 days he's been bugging me, or three, to eat here.
There's What's up, Dave?
What's up, Terrifics? How are you? What's up, Terrifics? What's up?
I think they hear you. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Good. Yeah. How you doing, Michael?
Good. I haven't told them anything about the studio other than the glass.
Well, there's a lot of glass.
I haven't told them about the thing that just went in.
It's
Dave's
pretty
design.
Nice.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty nice.
Especially if you're a hockey fan like us.
Yeah.
It's amazing when hockey guys win, right?
It was funny how I sold it. It was just like, well, you know, I know nobody really likes hockey, but this would be really cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no, we like hockey. And they're like, that's a good idea. So
right.
I'm happy. And it's nice to see my my designs actually happening.
Yeah. We've got a lot of design viewers happening. Dave has designed the entire set. It's two sets and like a stand-up area. It's pretty cool. We'll get you guys a full tour.
Yeah,
how's that
awesome. Sounds awesome, man. Can't wait to see the finished product there. I know you guys are
and it's
going to
be, I got to be honest, it's going to be pretty state-of-the-art. I've been reconfiguring this thing about 1,000 times already. And the runs that we're doing for cables are unbelievable. I cut down a lot of runs by going Ethernet. For a lot of things. We're doing, so you know, Kevin, how we have the audio stick, right, to go from the back of the studio, like for us, all the way to the control room. It's one thick cable about that thick.
Yes.
Instead of being lots of little cables. Well, we're going to do it all over one Ethernet cable. How about that? Hey, how are you?
Wow.
How about that? Is that insane or what?
No, that sounds.
One Ethernet cable.
No, that sounds amazing. That sounds great. Really can't wait to see
we're
it.
We're
going
to use what's called a digital snake. Thank you very much. Guys, we use what's called a digital snake.
Okay. You guys are using all the top of the line, all the top of the line things there. I'm sure. I mean, this is gonna come out.
You know, it's state of the art. It's gonna be very efficient. I don't want to say we're gonna use all the top of the line things. We're using the best things for this studio to be the most cost effective and efficient we can make it. Good. How are you? Thank you.
Sounds good.
I'll take a Diet Pepsi, please.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. You have Diet Coke here? Oh my God! I'll give you a hug.
I was surprised that you say that.
Diet Coke.
Diet Pepsi. I'm like, huh?
I've been jonesing for a Diet Coke since I got here. Well, because they don't have Diet Coke in the hotel, but I guess this restaurant by contract must have a Coke contract, so it's Diet Coke here, or it's Diet Pepsi that they put a Diet Coke label on. I'm kidding.
I mean, you'll be able to tell anyway. You'll be able to tell anyway.
See, the Terrifics. Digital Phil says the Terrifics love Kevin's shirt. What's your shirt say, buddy? I didn't even get to read it.
It says 100 every day.
What does it say?
100. There we go.
It says 100 every day.
Hey, Kevin, are you reading it while you're talking to me? Can you just look at it and then tell me?
Actually, I was showing it on the screen as well as saying it. It says 100 every day.
100% every day. I like that. I like that. Dave and I put in 100% every day, at least. At least 100%. How late did we work last night? 11:30? Yeah. It was nice. What am I going to have, guys? How about the Terrifics vote on what I have?
Well, they're not going to see it that way, so you might want to...
All right. Well, somebody go on the Steak and Shake menu and pick out what I'm going to have. Should I have the jalapeno burger, the steak burger?
They
got sandwiches on the back. They got salads. Maybe I'll have a salad. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. That'd be great. I'd love another one.
Should be good. I hear pretty good things about Steak and Shake.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you go and I'll order. Dave's giving me a hard time. I'll order quickly. Here we go. No, I don't want a chicken sandwich. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. What do you think I should have, Kevin? Should I have a salad, which I've been very good about having?
I think a salad sounds good.
Or should I have a salad? But I'm at this place. I have to get fries here, though. All right, I'm going to have the taco salad.
Okay, sounds good.
Does anybody like that? The fried chicken salad sounds pretty good.
I'm looking at my watch
to see what Digital Phil's saying. Huh?
That sounded interesting. You said, did you say fried chicken salad?
Yes, wow. I did. That is what I said, Kevin.
Okay, that's interesting.
Huh?
That is interesting. Don't think I've heard
Jenny
that before.
Jenny says, CJ says, no. I guess it's the salad. Taco salad. Nice to meet you. I'm taking it. I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to have. The jalapeno burger.
Go for it, man. Order if you're brave enough, why not? If you're brave enough, go for it.
Well, I don't really eat that much meat. You know?
That's a good thing. Keep those arteries clean.
You think I can get a veggie
nice
burger
and clogged.
What do you think would happen if I even asked? Do you think she'd laugh at me? Do you mind
if I substitute this
for a veggie burger? What do you think she'd say?
I mean, she'd be polite about it. She seemed very nice. So I would think she'd give me a polite response. Whatever it is.
How about this one? The Wisconsin Buttery Steak Burger. Double steak burger with American cheese, grilled onions, and real Wisconsin butter.
Sounds like a heart attack.
That is a heart attack on the plate. This place is good, though. I've been here not on this trip a long time ago.
Yeah, me
and
too.
It's very reasonable.
I think I've been to a Steak and Shake once some time ago.
Yeah. Gabe wants a milkshake. Mr. Lactose Intolerant over there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's going to order a cheesecake with it?
He's got a couple of pills. Are you going to order a cheesecake, Kevin, with your lunch?
Nah, with lunch. That's a dinner.
That's a dinner. And the deli here has a lot of cheesecake. They love their cheesecake. I think I'm going to go with a salad and fries. How about that?
Tell Kevin. I got a couple words for you.
You got a couple of words for Kevin?
I'll text him later.
He's going to text you. He's got a couple of words for
you. I got
it. Are they nice words? They're not nice words. Kevin, what's going on with guests? Are you booking guests for the Michael Artsis show? We got to get some guests going.
I mean, we have to know when are you going to be available. it's kind of hard to book guests.
Well,
you know, you got a few things.
If I'm not, it gives you something to talk about.
It would, but I mean, if I'm going to get guests, I have some guests in mind. I will. I guess I'll have my own guests. But
somebody just walked in with DeLorean. Look at that, the DeLorean on there, embroidered on their jackets. I wonder what's going on there. Hey, how are you? All right, I got to order. Hold on one second, guys.
All right.
So I would like the, the taco salad. Do I really want that? Is it good?
Taco salad. That's what
that's
he's going to go
with,
that's
your favorite, extra cheese on that?
You guys,
can I get fries with
salt? Anyone in Slack chat recommend the taco salad? I told him to do the salad personally, but that, I've never had a taco salad, so I don't know how that is, but I'm sure he'll give us a review and let us know. Hopefully it's good.
Kevin, you've never had a taco salad?
No, I haven't.
How good is that?
That looks good.
What kind of dressing comes on that?
That's pretty good.
Ranch? Oh, I love it. It's gonna make you nice and sick. It's gonna make you nice and sick, John.
Nice.
See, I'm wearing a dress shirt. I'm building a studio tomorrow.
That's your style, man. You gotta do what works for you, man. That fits for you.
Dave,
you know, we all got our
Dave's
swag,
got
Michael.
A dress shirt out. What's that? Look at Dave.
I'm not really a dress shirt swag guy. Shirt.
I don't even know my Power Beats.
He's got his Power Beats 3s. How do you like those, Dave?
I like them.
Yeah. You know what we should develop? We should develop an audio mixer that could take, three or four of these as an input and put out one, like a mixer. A Bluetooth mixer.
Check
anyway,
these guys
what were
out.
You saying,
you guys are creating at dinner even, man. Guys, it doesn't stop with you guys with the work.
No, we were building. So what time did we build the computer till last night? This thing is a beast, Kevin. It's like what we have for the 4K editing machine, but this one's going to be a switcher. It is a 18-core Xeon processor. The Terrifics helped us pick out some of the specs, by the way. Thank you, guys. We've got a graphics card in there that's not the best, but it'll get the job done, which is but it's going to be 4 gigs as opposed to the ones we built for ourselves, which are 2 gigs. And then we've got a lot of Blackmagic cards going in there. We've got 64 gigs of RAM coming from four 16-gig Corsair cards. They're Vengeance cards, and they're let's see, what else do we got? We got an SSD in there, we got a X99 motherboard. We're killing it with this thing, and it's a Thermal Lake box. It's a big box. Lots
sounds like
fans.
A monster.
How many fans? And we got liquid cooling and a monster fan.
Sounds
anyway,
like
11:30 last night. We worked till we were back in the studio at 8:30 this morning, and I've been up since 6 a.m.
I mean, I'm not surprised to hear any of that. Obviously, you know, I know from working with you guys the type of time that you're willing to put in and the type of time you put in and the stuff that you're doing. So I'm expecting great results.
And we're shooting our first Broadway Bartender episodes on February 13th.
Oh, nothing short on his calendar coming up, man, for 2017. We have a lot of
I didn't say I was going to be there, Dave. Dave looks at me like I'm crazy. How are you going to do that? Because I might have to be here still. We'll see what happens. By the way, I talked to Daryl Reed today, our good friend Daryl Reed.
How's Daryl doing?
We had to ask him who he picked in the Super Bowl. He's good. I might see him soon, I hope. He's good, though. He's good. He's doing really well. He's getting his master's at the University of Miami.
Awesome. That's what's up, man. Furthering your education. I support that.
Yes. All right, Kevin. So what's been interesting? I don't know anything that's going on in the world, believe it or not.
Pretty much Donald Trump.
Studio.
Donald Trump is dominating the world. Everything is Trump. So
no, I've been paying attention, and I think that, you know, we've got some interesting things. We have to see how they play out. So, you know, I don't know. I don't want to talk politics.
Yeah, me too. That's why I've been trying to steer clear of talking Donald Trump as much as I can, but it's kind of hard to avoid. He seems like he's the top 10 stories in the news every day. But aside from that,
you just got to look for better stories. Yes, it's liquid cooled digital fuel. How cool is that? Liquid cooled. What are we doing? We're doing liquid cooled, like
Corsair.
Corsair liquid cooled. It's not like the only thing that's not, we didn't liquid cool the gravity part like we did on it. That one we liquid cool. But honestly, that's a painful project for no reason. For this point. I mean, this gravity card doesn't need liquid cooling. It barely needs any cooling. Oh, man. I don't know. I see these guys talking about the NES Classic all day long in the Slack chat. I want one so bad. We can't get one. Did Adam get his? I wonder if Adam got his. He's got to bring it in.
Yeah,
you should just send it to Vegas for us. Dave wanted to get a PS4 for his hotel room.
Oh, did he? Wow. When would you even find the time?
I don't know. You wouldn't find. That's why I shot.
Yeah.
Get back to my hotel room at 11:30 at night.
You know? I expect definitely no time at all for you to.
What are we doing tonight?
Then I'm going to my room at normal time.
Normal time.
Impossible.
You don't want to hang all the lights and cameras. Yeah, until tomorrow.
Whatever that estimated time is, I'll add 2 hours to it. That's my experience.
Kevin, are you
going
to come join us this weekend? What do you got to do this weekend, Kevin?
Just the usual.
No, I don't want Kevin. Kevin, you can't come.
You sure? I know Dave really wants me out there.
He said he knows you really want him out there. Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. So, Kevin, what do you been talking about on the show? I haven't even been able to catch you.
I just kind of like, usually what I do, I just try to see what's going on in the world today. I mean, in the world during the trending.
You know what's
topics.
Amazing here?
What's that?
Apparently, Kevin talks about nothing during the show. That's good.
You have to. Okay.
There's the Mecca auction here for bikes. And I sat on a couple of, I should put these pictures in the Slack chat later. I sat on an Indian yesterday and a couple of old Harleys, like from World War One and Two.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That sounds good. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
But yeah, yes. Like I was saying, I try to usually talk about whatever's going on during the day that I see is trending. Oscar nominations was something that was trending.
So, you know,
yesterday.
I don't know. Think about who was trending on Yahoo this morning. Who was trending on Yahoo? Tell me the different people.
I wasn't on Yahoo this morning, so I didn't see who was trending. So you
can
tell me, though.
Go to Yahoo now and see who's trending.
Okay, I'll go to Yahoo.
Tell me the people across the bottom. We could have the Terrifics do it. I mean, I think they already put one and two together.
All right.
Digital Phil likes that I ordered the taco salad.
Excellent choice. I guess he's Digital Phil. You've had the taco salad before, and you approve? He had to have. I haven't had it, so it's kind of hard for me to go ahead and.
Kevin, who's on Yahoo?
Give me a second.
Give you a second. What are you doing? I can just take Dave's phone and know in a second.
All right, so why don't you do that and just tell
before
me.
Before, I was on two phone calls. I can't take Dave's phone. He's busy. Okay. I was on two phones before. Dave was real happy. I commandeered his phone to make a phone call. I literally was on two calls at once. Was that the nuttiest? And I was going back and forth between them. I was listening to one, talking on the other. Then I put that on mute, let these people talk, and I was listening and talking to these people. Then I put that on mute and listen to it. Yeah, back and forth. And nobody knew I was on two different calls. Then I gave one of his phone back when I got off one call. I called in the conference line on my phone. Oh, it's going to be so slick. So that I didn't drop it at all. And then, but they heard me come in and they were like, is somebody here? And I was like, oh, it's just me. I'm calling from a different phone because my phone's about to die. And then I handed off Dave the phone and hung up. And then, yeah. How cool is that?
That sounds pretty cool, Michael.
But, I almost pulled it off without them knowing, though.
Yeah, I just see Yahoo News. Yahoo's not something I usually go to for news anyway. I'm a Twitter social media guy, so you would have to fill me in.
Oh, forget it.
Trending.
He doesn't know what he's doing. I was trying to help the terrific. I was trying to help the story.
Right.
I can't say anything, but if you went to Yahoo, you could probably figure it out.
All right, well, I'll figure it out later.
I guess I'm happy that the terrifics know.
As long as the terrifics know and they're filled in, then I'll figure
they
it out.
They already figured it out.
Awesome.
Apparently, Kevin's not smarter than a fifth grader, but the terrifics are.
That doesn't surprise me.
You're on a roll today, Michael. You really are.
What?
So you're on a roll today.
I'm on a roll today?
Yeah, you're on a roll today.
Yeah. I like you, Kevin. Don't worry.
I hear that.
Yeah. We got to teach you how to play hockey. Maybe we'll do it in the new studio.
We shall see. My man Adam. Adam's been playing hockey. Actually, Adam got to a game this week. That was.
Yeah, how'd he do? Did he get any new gear?
Yeah,
I barely talked to him.
Yeah,
I talked to him last night.
He's gotten some new gear. I think he was talking about. I think he said the same thing you said about new skates and how hard it is to break into them. So I know that's just you. Yeah. How the game went? He
didn't say they were hard to break in. I love my new skates.
No, you said that when you first get new skates, it takes a while before, like, you know, you get comfortable with them. It's like it takes a while before your feet, like, you know, I guess move with the
actual skates.
You
think Adam's ever gonna be comfortable on the ice? No.
It's been a while since he played, so you know.
It's been a while since I've played at this point. I want to know where the ice is here in Vegas.
There it is.
All right, let's go. Like, Kevin, can you go into my storage bin at my house and send me my gear?
Yeah,
go to Dave's garage and send him his gear. We're going to rent some ice out here in Vegas.
Hey, you guys are working hard. You definitely deserve
Kevin
it.
Kevin doesn't answer anything. He doesn't answer.
I don't answer.
Come on, would you do that for us?
Nah.
No?
Oh, you heard
right,
that, though.
I will pay you to go get my gear and send it to me.
Okay.
Gear? Just get it.
Well, maybe if we can find a nice break. Oh, here's my food. Look at this. Oh, thank you.
Oh man, that thing looks huge.
Awesome. Yeah. This
Whoa.
Looks good, right?
You gonna finish that?
Thank you very much. Am I gonna finish this? I highly doubt it. I mean, unless they want to roll me out of here on a gurney.
Yeah, I see.
I still gotta work today. Jeez. By the way, if you've never been to the South Point, this place is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You could bring the family, send them to a movie, and go down to the sports book and gamble.
Sounds good.
I mean, they've got movies, bowling alleys, they've got racetracks, Mecca Auctions is here. I mean, it's just unreal.
Oh, sounds like something to check out.
It's a nice place. They got everything. It's like a city. In fact, they build everything here, too, right? Dave just says, here's my design, and 10 minutes later, there it is. All right, see if you guys can handle me chewing. Sorry, if you can't, I'll stop. What I mean by stop is get off.
Yeah, it's cool. I think, you know, you're working hard, but I think the terrifics either way. Did you want to stay on, Mike? Well, I was going to go ahead and take a break and then just come back and continue the show. You can go ahead and finish eating and enjoy a little bit of the time that you have.
I miss the terrifics. I love you guys. I miss you. I love you guys. I miss doing the show every day, but I'll be back soon. And I'll do it. You know, Kevin's a good fill-in. They love you. And I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I know the terrifics love you.
They figured it out. Well, Digital Phil figured it out. That's all I can say. And the answer is great. And I'll tell you more as time goes by. Maybe we'll even get him on for an interview. Oh, everything is great. Thank you. This is very good. Good recommendation. What's your name?
Judith.
Thank you, Judith. That's Judith, everybody. Kevin, this is a salad you would like.
Yes. Sounds good. I mean, Digital Phil was right on with his recommendation. He said that was a good choice. Good job,
so,
Digital Phil. I'm going to try that out now.
I've got some fries, but otherwise I'm eating pretty healthy. You know, other than the fries and the Diet Coke.
Other than that, that's good.
But I can't drink coffee here. They have Seattle's best, and it runs right through me, Kevin.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Literally.
Didn't you guys bring the...
I drank it 2 days in a row.
You guys didn't bring the coffee
machine?
Yeah,
I got it, but I haven't set it... No, I haven't, but I haven't set it up yet.
Okay.
I haven't set it up?
Surprise, Dave's so excited about it. I thought he would have had to set up first thing.
I know. It's the first thing I did. I know, but I'm not like you. I got to go to the cops. I got to get the syrup from Starbucks. I do? I don't know what's in the room. I don't look at the room. I look at the bed. I am the worst. I'm totally a rock star. I just want to get in the room, go to bed, and get back out.
Yeah.
I don't even like being in the room. I mean, they're nice rooms. I don't want to be in the room. I want to be working.
Yeah, as much as you've been working, doesn't sound like you get much time in there anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on. This is like, it's about to get like Turks, right?
About to.
Maybe not as bad. Well, because when the stuff comes, we got to put it in.
Of course, it's you and Dave, but how many people do you have helping you?
Huh? No, I know. It's not going to be done.
How many people do you and Dave have helping you guys? I know it's you two that's like leading the pack, but who do you have under you that's helping you guys out with the work you're doing?
Well, right now, because the gear hasn't gotten here, we haven't taken the help with it.
Okay.
That's a good question. But we've got a lot of guys, and we've got a lot of help. We're going to be good. Anyway, I'll let you go, Kevin.
That's awesome.
You do the rest of the show. Tell the Terrifics I love them. I love you guys. You're the best. You're the Terrifics. And, you know, keep on keeping on. I'll see you. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Take it to commercial, Kevin. Take it to commercial.
Will do, Michael. Hey, guys. That was Michael with you. And I'm going to continue the show. He was checking in, of course, from Las Vegas, telling us about the taco salad and steak and shake. I have to try it out myself. That's actually one of the few things I probably would actually eat there. But nonetheless, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Michael Archer Show on Be Terrific. Kevin Foley here. Was just talking to Digital Phil, CJ, in the Slack chat. It's been a while. Great talking to those guys. They appreciate my shirt. They appreciate my fashion. They appreciate my swag, and I appreciate them for that, you know? In this world, you can only be one person, and that's yourself. When you try to diverge from that and be someone else, it usually doesn't work out. I haven't been on Earth that long, but I've been around long enough to know that. So, as Digital Phil says, I'm going to continue to keep it 100. But guys, that was Michael Arts joining us, man. One of the busiest men on the planet. Always working, always going hard. And thankfully today he was able to find some time to join us and give us a little bit of an update on what's going on out there in Vegas and a little bit of what he's working on. Even during his break, he's working. You know, the man's always working. Although talking to you guys is never work. It's always enjoyable. It's always fun. You know, so I understand him on that. Doing this show is not a job. But, sorry, y'all, excuse me for that. Almost like I'm the one that had the taco salad. Although, I mean, from Michael's recommendation and from Digital Phil, it's pretty good. So I have to try that out. I'm not sure where I'm going to get it at. There's no Steak and Shake here in Jersey that I know of. And I usually don't even, that's not usually a place that I would go to, but I'm going to have to try it out. I mean, I'm hearing that it's pretty good. And it's only one way to confirm, you know? And I have to do that. I do have to do that. But now I'm on my place of choice. See, Michael said Yahoo. I'm sorry. Yahoo is about 20 years old. Like, nobody goes there anymore. So he kind of lost me with that trending topics on Yahoo. I'm like, who goes to Yahoo for trending topics? My grandparents maybe, but hey, that's his thing. But I'm on the more current choice for trending topics, which is Twitter and Facebook, you know, social media stuff, and a lot of the same things that were trending beforehand are trending now. You know, a lot of Trump stuff, of course. Who else? What else is going on? Yeah, a lot of the same stuff. Trump. Madonna. Oh, Madonna, I guess she's adopting a couple of kids, but I mean, we've heard enough about that. The iPhone, I told you guys about the five features. some of them I'm excited about, especially, namely the AirPods. I think I would really love to have a pair of those. Those would really be great. You know, outside of that, let me see. I see some Xbox news. Ah, Xbox Scorpio. I know the Terrifics would be up to date. We'll know about that. I guess it's supposedly going to be the most powerful console ever. Microsoft calls Project Scorpio the company's edgy code name for its revamped boutique Xbox One due by holiday 2017. The most powerful console ever. I mean, wow. I'm going to have to read this article a little bit later. Maybe we can cover it on tomorrow's show. Find out some of the details. I'm not much of a gamer, but I always like to see what's going on as far as some of what updates are being made to the games and whatnot. Yeah, I really do like the AirPods, man. I don't have a pair, but they seem really cool in that I like the fact that they're wireless, and also the fact that you can just track them with the Find My iPhone app is awesome, because I tend to lose my headphones a lot, like, you know, my, and so to be able to have something like that where I can always track them makes it all the worth it as far as the price goes and just having it in general, because I'm going to be always able to keep track of it, never going to lose it, you know. So definitely something I want to get. Do you have it? Does anyone have the AirPods in the Slack chat? Tell me how about the sound quality? How does it sound? I do have to book some Twitch homies. Yes, I'm gonna try to do that. Yeah, I've never been on the ice, Jenny, but they're trying to get me out there. I'm gonna have to try to give that a shot. I don't know. It's gonna be rough. I don't know if you guys can recall your first time on ice. I don't know how it went for you, but being I've never been on the ice before, I'm thinking it's gonna be a little difficult, to say the least. I'm obviously toning it down way more than how difficult it's gonna be. But I might get out there one of these days, you know, just to experience it and say that I've done it. Definitely. Yeah, I'm going to have to get me a pair, too. Definitely going to have to get me a pair of AirPods. It's worth it. It really is worth it. You know, but, you know, we talked about the Super Bowl a little bit. Michael touched on it. He still feels as though the Patriots are going to come out victorious. But usually Vegas really tells us. I think Vegas has been pretty spot on with the Super Bowl winners for the past, like, I don't know, 5 years. Aside, I mean, since the only Super Bowl that they kind of missed out on, and that was due to that big-time play by Malcolm Butler and the interception, I guess you can call it, by Russell Wilson. Vegas pretty much tells us in the numbers who the favorites are to win the Super Bowl and who should win the Super Bowl. And I think early indications were, as I stated earlier, were the Patriots. I don't think that's changed as of yet. But as we get closer and nearer to the date to Super Bowl, then the shark money will come in and everything else. And then we'll really get a clearer indication of who the numbers favor, who the stats and the analytics favor in regards to winning the Super Bowl. I really, really hope that I'm wrong. I really hope that I am. It's just I can't see Julio Jones having a big game. And if Julio Jones doesn't have a big game, I can't see Matt Ryan having the type of game that's necessary to outdo Tom Brady and the Patriots. But we'll see, you know. Obviously, the opportunity is there. I was listening to sports radio this morning, and they mentioned that usually you get to pick what jersey you wear depending on who won the the NFC, they alternate between the NFC and the AFC. And this year, the NFC got to pick what jerseys they would wear. And usually the winning team picks white. But in this case, the Falcons chose that they're going to wear red, given the Patriots the opportunity to wear white. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not much of a superstitious guy, but apparently that's more indication that the Patriots are going to come out victorious there. But we'll see. But wow, it's 4 o'clock already. Actually, a little past four. They're giving you guys a full hour. Michael really came in there and ate up a bunch of time and given us his update, which is great. You know, always good to hear from him. Sure, he'll be on a lot more. He's always going to do the show. The Mike Watson Show is the Mike Watson Show, and it's going to remain so. But he's just trying to take care of business so he can come back stronger for us. He mentioned, you know, Broadway Bartender. We're definitely going to be airing. We're going to be shooting something for that pretty soon. Toy Fair, I'm going to get started on that actually right after this. And, you know, we're going to continue to try to work hard for you guys and bring you guys the best things, the best product possible out there, you know. You guys are the motivation and the inspiration behind Be Terrific. And we'll continue to work for you. But nonetheless, guys, I'm Kevin Foley. This is the Mike Watson Show on Be Terrific. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode. You guys be terrific.